This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Do you want to see my bad side? It felt like going insane. I see the cracks and bear the pain. Every time I heard that next, you know it was gonna come up like that. And everything I gave you was not enough to make you respect my love and stay true. Why you do me wrong like that? You got me early, did me dirty, hurt me, getting flirty with the girlies. Boy, you stupid, so unruly. Hoes and groupies moved me to be a new me, bad and bougie.
I ain't even gonna ask why you asked me that guy. Did you think I was gonna let that slide? Do you wanna see my bad side? I ain't even gonna ask why you asked me that guy. Did you think I was gonna let that slide? Do you wanna see my bad side? Do you wanna see my bad side?
You make me cry in the mornings, the days would start with a fight. No conversation for silent treatment at night. You took my love and gave me nothing back. You stole my heart. Why you doing wrong like that? It was all about makeups and breakups. Wake up around 10 p.m. and we fucked till we got tired, and then we do it again.
That's me at the end of that song. That's Alana Verde featuring Michael Payne. I go, bad side. And it's not even filtered or anything. That's just how I said it.
That's not true.
I'm lying. I'm fully lying.
I knew it.
No, it's her own voice, but pitched down.
Oh, okay.
Well that done. That was the first game of the show, and I won.
Yes, exactly. There you go.
You didn't often get to participate in
never.
Games either. So
well, she does participate, but she's usually arbitrating.
Mm. Yeah.
That was Alana Verde and Bad Side. That's available to stream right now on all major digital platforms. We've got plenty more music coming up, plenty more chat, including an amazing interview that Reese just did with Charlie Sloth. So it's actually still warm. When we play it in the studio, I'm still going to be able to smell both their breath.
Fresh off the press.
Not bad breath, by the way. I know Charlie Sloth's a very fresh guy, and so is Reese.
Yeah.
Never had any dental hygiene problems with my boy.
No, not yet.
So not yet, right? Is that operative?
Well, you never know. You could catch me slipping one day. Do you know what I mean?
This is true. Catch you slipping with morning breath.
Yeah, do you know, or if I've just had like a sandwich with heavy and onion? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some salt and vinegar crisps.
Or ham, no mayo.
I just had bacon and chicken with mayo.
Right, that's not really going to make your breath stink, I suppose.
And then loads of dog shit after that.
Dog shit pudding.
Shit with sugar on it. Lovely. Anyway.
Imagine that was someone's actual, like, someone had a poncho on for shit with sugar on it.
That's what when I was younger and I used to ask my mum what's for dinner, she always used to say shit with sugar on. It's like a very, like, Nottingham thing.
Yeah,
like, what's for dinner? Shit with sugar on.
But do you reckon she was just saying it so that...
No, that's what we had.
Yeah, I was going to say. So when you found out later on in life, she was like, I was trying to tell you.
She also used to say she was whistling on her head, standing at her arse whenever I asked her what she was doing, and I'm pretty sure she was never actually doing that.
I don't even understand how to do that. But yeah, in addition to this Charlie Sloth interview we've got coming up later in the show, we've got the usual game.
Game, we've got a game.
No plural, game. Just a game, because Natalie couldn't be bothered to make more than one.
It's a busy show, we've got a lot of things on the other things on the show to discuss.
Yeah, but cool. Yeah, go on.
But we're minus somebody, so we could have filled his presence with a game.
This is true.
Well,
this is true. Harley is away, but he'll be back next week, he promises. So apologies to anyone who only listens to the show to hear his voice, and also fuck you. We've got all the regular problems that we're going to be trying to solve, including some of your own. So email us.
hump@fubarradio.com or tweet to us at fubarradio.
There you go. Let's start with the fact that Jeremy Clarkson has sparked ridicule again, that should have been in brackets, after denying he liked porn videos on Twitter. So Jeremy's rebuffed assumptions that he enjoys watching online porn after his Twitter account liked a slew of illicit sexual videos.
But can I just interrupt there quickly. I just assume people like online porn anyway, before I've even met them or asked them any questions. I just assume that.
I don't really trust them if they don't. Why wouldn't you like to see people fucking in your own spare time? No, you know what I mean? I'm not saying do it in public.
No,
but if you're just on your solo mobile contraption and you so wish to look at someone having sex,
then that's up to you.
That's completely up to you.
If you've got the horn and you're at home on your own, like who has a memory wank? No one's having a memory wank.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I probably had a total of 2 memory wanks in my whole entire life.
When the Wi-Fi was down.
But don't they say the wank, isn't that what the wank bank is? Put it in the wank bank.
Yeah, but no one ever uses the wank bank. It's a savings bank.
But you
don't take it out. You die before you make a withdrawal.
Also, that's kind of like what perverts say when they get caught looking at your tits. Do you know what I mean?
One for the wank bank.
Well,
the issue with Twitter, isn't it, of course, is if you like something now, it's public. Everyone can see it in the timeline, which is how this came about, that people had seen it.
Not happy about this.
No.
Are you not?
No.
Because you're always looking at porn.
I'm like, because sometimes I like some booky stuff and I think, hey, my friends didn't see
I didn't know it was that public. Now I'm just going through.
Yeah, it was like Michael Payne has liked.
I've seen things you've liked.
Oh, man. Has anything been incriminating?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't look you in the eye that week.
Mad thing. So Jeremy claimed unnamed drunk people, in inverted commas, hijacked his phone after observers noticed the videos he had allegedly been looking at. The most recent like on his account was a random porn account showing a woman dancing in lingerie.
What kind of banter?
If you're drunk, that's not the kind of drunk banter. Oh, like this video of her in her pants. Oh, that'll get it. That'll really fucking teach him.
Isn't that every single Victoria's Secret show?
Mm-hmm.
Catwalk show.
Yeah.
A woman dancing in lingerie. There was also a video of a man and woman engaging in a sexual act from the beginning of August.
Oh, they got stamina.
Yeah. Jesus.
No wonder he liked it.
Yeah. What are we on, the 16th? Wow. Yeah.
Is it like a live stream?
He's an idiot. It's actually just a fucking gif. He thinks they've been doing it for that long. And they maintain that position, that trajectory.
He's not blinked.
Yeah, it's true. Because you know Jeremy Clarkson loves cars as well. He loves engineering.
He's
thinking, wow, the human body really is quite amazing. That guy can keep the same path juking this woman. And he probably used the word juking as well.
Not even tantric sex. I think you can last for 16 whole days having sex. I think that's
hours. That's because tantric sex isn't real sex.
Yeah. What is it?
It's just... maybe just called tantric. Maybe you shouldn't attach the word sex to it.
Yeah, to things.
Does a penis
sex.
Go inside a vagina?
Yeah, at some point.
Not sex then.
Right. No, the penis is in there.
Is it?
But the point is, I think.
Oh, right. You're trying not to come. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
I do that every time I'm having sex. It's the length.
It's not.
It's long. It is very long. Ask anyone.
Okay.
Literally anyone.
Because it was Sting, wasn't it? It said Trudy Styler. It said, like, oh, we do tantric sex. Sometimes we have sex for 25 hours or whatever it was at a time. The idea is that you have sex for a very long time and enjoying it, and you don't sort of come, or I think
25 hours
maybe
though.
That would just be chafing.
Imagine the friction burns.
Yeah.
Jesus, you'd literally wear it away.
You could start.
You'd
like
have a stump by the time you finish.
Start a bushfire.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, but yeah, Jeremy Clarkson, like you say, probably does say joking because I've heard he's down with the youth now.
Trying to get down with the kids.
Dab on it, Wagwan.
Yeah.
He put on Twitter.
100 emoji.
That is not him. Hashtag Mallorca is lit. It is lit.
Well, his daughter replied to him saying, what is going on?
Yeah. Maybe it was his daughter.
Wow.
And she was just essentially replying to herself.
No, because he is dabbing there.
He is dabbing in that photo. I'm not going to lie to you. But someone's obviously taken that photo of him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, true.
So
Impressive. There
was obviously an accomplice there.
Yeah.
Probably fucking Richard Hammond. Little shit.
Yep.
Clarkson has dismissed the idea that he's responsible for liking the pages and instead claimed he left his phone unmanned. He tweeted, "Valuable lesson learned this morning about not leaving your phone unattended when there are drunk people about." But his followers were unconvinced, with one tweeting, "That old chestnut," while another wrote, "He's telling the truth. He's just not told us the drunk person was himself."
Oh,
Jizzer. Well, what do you think about porn and on Twitter? Cause is Twitter where you go to for porn, though, to like stuff? I mean, I don't know whether he's
And I'm not really a fan of when it does pop up on my timeline. Because do you know when I'm not looking to see some, like, two people just dirtily banging? Do you know what I mean? I don't want to see that pop up on my... And who's retweeting that and shit? Do you know what
I mean? I've got someone who I follow that always retweets porn. He used to do it, like, it was when there was it was late night Twitter, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he'd do it. But then obviously sometimes you don't see it till the next morning. You know, you could be on the bus.
Well, the thing is about Twitter as well is I can understand why there is a porn community, because it is different communities on Twitter. Do you know what I mean? There's a black community, there's black Twitter, Scottish Twitter, this Twitter, sex Twitter.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah. And like, I mean, there is joke porn on there as well. I saw one recently of some guy and a woman swinging around holding hands by a future jabbing.
Yeah, I've seen that. My favourite ever pornographic material on Twitter was just that viral kind of meme video that... what song was it? I'm thinking, pretty sure it was a Bruno Mars song. And on the slap, a dick just...
showed me that.
It's incredible. That's my favourite ever pornographic related meme.
I'm in his Twitter at the moment, and he has liked something from August the 14th, which is lesbian sex on bed, a boon clip daily sex, teen video.
This is the woman dancing Denise seductively
in the underwear.
But these videos, I don't imagine he liked that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
that
he has liked from daily sex videos, Who Needs Some Head? From August the 5th.
This is incredible.
Wait, this is like a long clip.
Yeah, this is quite long. How long is it?
I hate that. I hate when they just give the penis a peck. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't want to go straight in. It's a minute long. Yeah, so it's still there.
Jeremy! Some deep throat going on.
Well, that's, you know, he is a bit poorly at the minute with pneumonia, isn't he?
So, is he?
Yeah, he said he's been very ill. So,
has he been out of action?
Well, clearly, maybe that's why he's liking daily sex videos. And I like the fact he hasn't unliked it either. It's still there.
Oh my God.
He's probably getting...
She's a bad man!
He's probably getting into tantric sex himself.
Can we get her on the show?
Whoa. Want me to tweet him? Hey, come on the show.
Checking their handles are in the video.
Maybe,
got a credit in a minute.
So it's still there. But what do you think about... I think if you were thinking about it, maybe don't like this sort of stuff.
I think
my
advice to Jeremy is don't like the videos on Twitter, and also stop being a dickhead in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get rid of the internet and get off the TV.
Yeah. Go move to a monastery.
Yeah. Not just for us, but for yourself as well.
Absolutely. You don't have to commit faux pas like this.
No.
It all started with the Mallorca tweet, didn't it? He's been on a sort of...
I mean, it all started in, like, the late 80s, early 90s, when someone gave him some airtime.
That's a good point. All started with the establishment of Top Gear.
Yeah.
I think we can trace both those two dates.
Well, Top Gear was about first, before Jeremy Clarkson.
That's no true. Way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like Quentin Wilson and other people on it before Clarkson.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Fuck Jeremy Clarkson, though. Wow.
I like it when people in the public eye, when something like a sex tape like happens, and they just own it. They just go, yeah.
Straight
so
up.
So what?
Straight up. I would literally just tweet, and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is weird about this?
I'd put a poll on Twitter to see how good people thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's someone did that recently, an actor, I can't remember his name now, in America, but it got leaked, his sex tape, and he just went, well, at least I look good in it.
Quavo from is it Quavo or Offset that goes out of Cardi B, and there was a video that went viral of him fingering her on a dance floor in a nightclub.
Yeah.
Whoa,
they owned it completely.
Really?
Yeah, I think they put end credits on the fucking video.
Were they dating?
They are dating.
Well, fine then. So you can have a finger on the dance floor.
I mean, that's still a bit weird.
That's how Sophie Ellis Bextor sang about that, didn't she?
Yeah, that was murder.
That
was the radio edit murder. The fingered one wasn't the one they couldn't play on most stages.
Stepping on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
So you better not kill the groove. DJ, gonna come this goddamn house right down.
I think
the original version was BJ as well, not DJ.
Yeah, BJ. Just randomly, BJ.
Little ad lib.
Incredible.
It would be a bit weird, I do think, if you were just out and I'd like to finger you. Well, where? But why not better than here? We're on the dance floor.
With your girlfriend as well.
If the song's sexy, you know, and you're dancing, you're grinding anyway, things might happen. Your hand might.
How obvious is it in the video? Is her dress or whatever all pulled
I think it's,
up?
I think it's quite obvious.
It? Because, you know, there can be the subtle, maybe the subtle finger.
Yeah.
Or there's just the obvious, like, oh, okay, he's fingering her. Great. And it's old school move as well.
To be honest, I've fingered some people on the dance floor in my time. I'm not going to lie.
How subtle were you about it?
Sorry, it's offset, by the way, not quaver. So okay.
I've never been caught.
Right, but were people... So no one around saw you doing it?
Like, people know I did it. I think, like, friends and that.
Because you told them, or they saw?
No, like, they would have been there.
Wait, hold up a sec. I've got the video here.
I'd like to see this, actually.
Let's see. So that is... I'm just giving Natalie my phone to show Reese.
Okay. Offset.
Look, see, look, there's an intro and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, okay. So it's obviously him filming, and you can see Cardi B there. And there is definitely a hand in her pants.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There is. That's not very subtle at all, actually.
Have you ever seen the footage of, do you know the rapper Danny Brown?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the footage of him getting head while doing a gig from a girl in the front row?
I have not, no. Well, that's not nice.
It's weird as
fuck. That's horrible.
It's so weird. He's like rapping and he's right, like the stage. And the audience are very close. They're only separated by a little sort of railing, a little barrier that you can lean on. Yeah. And he just goes right up to the front of the stage.
Takes the trousers off.
Nah, that's the thing. He doesn't do anything. He just stands in front of her and she gets his she gets his dick out and literally just starts sucking him off in front of everyone.
Okay, Michael Payne, you are on stage quite a lot.
Yeah.
And so if this situation was to be like that and you just came to the front of the stage and a girl just... What would your reaction be?
My instant reaction would be to recoil. If someone grabs my fucking dick while I'm rapping, those two things have never... That's the sensation I don't associate with being on stage, having my penis grabbed.
Yeah.
So the minute you even grab my dick, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Because I don't even know who you are as well.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I've got to look Nan. Do you know what I mean? And be like, what... You know.
But what's going on?
So yeah. I personally wouldn't get head in front of a whole fucking crowd.
No, I think maybe that...
Reese is silent.
Yeah, you're not sure. You might do.
It's very obvious, your silence.
Oh, no, sorry. I was...
Just thinking about it, fantasising. Shit, man, I need to start rapping.
Oh,
but
my God.
I wouldn't like to get my penis sucked on stage in front of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite like a bad man thing, you know what I mean? Like... Some girl just put your knob in the mouth while you're rapping. That sounds good, but then in reality, you're getting a blowjob in front of a room full of people that haven't come to see you get your dick.
That's the thing. That was not on the lineup. Like, you know what I mean? That was not on the... Because I want to issue programs at my gigs, you know? I want to tell people what's going to happen and stuff, you know?
Could you imagine, like, if, like, you performed a DJ set at Boardmasters over the weekend? So could...
That would have been fine, though.
But if it was, like, Michael Payne DJ set and blowjob. I mean... People had to actually mix and get your dick sucked.
No, I'm not. I'm joking, obviously, but what I'm saying is for a DJ, it's different because
behind
she
the
could
decks.
Just be under the table.
Will it not put you off slightly mixing or even on stage by having your dick sucked? Would that not put you off slightly?
If she was on the beat, then... I'm only joking.
I think it would throw you off your mixing.
It would definitely. I think I would rather keep sexual activity... in that kind of arena, you know?
Especially when you're about to hit them sour strokes, do you know what I mean? And, like, you lose all control of your muscles.
Yeah.
And
you're just about to drop a fire mix, and you clang. You just clang so hard.
Yeah.
And you're just there, like, convulsing. And everyone's like, fuck, man, get this guy a paramedic.
Talking about fire beats, should we drop one?
Yes, indeed. And then on the other side, we'll talk about Paris Hilton and her statement, I could have been like Princess Diana if it wasn't for the sex tape.
Let me do all the things. Don't you understand? I wanna be an estimate. I wanna make your body scream. Then you will know just what I mean.
You know what I mean.
24 karat gold. Don't want the night to go to gold. I wanna lick you up and down. And then I wanna lay you down. Come on, success.
Lick you up and down. Lick you up and down.
Listen, this is the erection section. Right now, yeah. Freak Me by Silk, an absolute classic. Bear in mind, not the Another Level version.
No.
We only play OG shit
Not the Another Level version.
That's a good point, double negative.
Yeah.
Not the Another Level version, okay? If we were going to play Too Close, we were just discussing that earlier on, we would play the next version, not the blue version.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That's how it is.
That's just how it is.
Still
that's just the way it's
going to
stay.
That sounds good.
Incredible. Mm. Incredible. We were discussing, Reese was saying that some tunes... Let's put out a poll, actually.
Okay.
Let's put out a poll. Let the people decide. You think that if End of the Road by Boyz II Men... And sorry to snitch, by the way.
No, I'm not letting him say it.
Can
because
I not finish? Can,
no,
wait, let me finish.
No,
let
you can't.
Finish.
You can't finish.
Hey, this is like a court. In a court, you have your say after Michael Payne.
Right,
because he's going in with a biased one-sided way, and he gets to speak first.
Let me finish. So what? People are just going to tune out just because I spoke?
Yeah, you can rebut.
But you're gonna. It's gonna make an impression, and people are gonna.
Listen.
No.
You think that were End of the Road, Boyz II Men to come out in this day and age, it wouldn't be as successful
in, it wouldn't be as successful as it was.
Which was a number one.
Yeah. No, worldwide, probably.
That isn't exactly what I said. I said if Boys to Men came out today,
yeah,
it would get a lot of hate for being wet.
But everything gets hate for being wet if that's what the people that are listening to it don't want to hear. I think
more so now, because that kind of like R&B and that kind of thing was banging back then. Now it's all like trap, whipping, cracking my Uzi.
Yeah, even R&B has got a lot more attitude now because it's over trap beats. You know, you've got...
So imagine that kind of music had never been, right? And then Boys to Men just came along now and just dropped that track. Everyone would just go, raw. What?
I don't know. I beg to differ. I think it's so timeless and so well written and just such a powerful ballad.
I love it. One of my favourite songs of all time.
Because it's not only well written, it's one of the best performed R&B songs ever. The Grammy that it won proves it. Yes, I'm sure it won a best R&B performance.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, it must have done.
Do you know what I mean? The shit was from a soundtrack. You know, obviously it was a massive Boyz II Men hit. But
what was the film? Boomerang. Yeah, I like that film.
Incredible film, incredible song. And I genuinely think that, because look at Adele. Adele is huge. Ed Sheeran, huge. They don't put any sass or attitude in their songs. Straight love shit. Straight love.
True. Yeah, I agree with that.
And then obviously, yes, they do garner a lot of hate from people, but at the end of the day, they are on the highest platform when it comes to musicians in the world. So the hate for them is going to be a lot more vocal than, I don't know, an R&B singer from Tottenham that's got like 30 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, no, I get that.
13 weeks at number one on the Billboard chart.
I'm just saying it would be received differently now, I feel, than perhaps it was then.
Well, Let's put a poll out.
Let's just remind ourselves a bit of...
belong together.
Sing!
And you know that I'm right.
Speak it. Oh, sing it to me, boy.
Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my heart?
Sing! Wheel it. Pull it up. Start again. Pull it up. All right.
We belong together.
Sing!
That realness there.
Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind?
I'm wet. I'm fully wet now. I'm soaking.
I said we'd be forever. Sitting there.
This is how bass is wrong. Everything about this song is sex.
How could you
love it? It is sex.
It's mad.
Saying goodbye.
Everything I said back. I take everything I said back. No poll.
What a song.
It's tropical in it now, fam. It's tropical in it.
That's going full on 1 week. On the next week's erection section,
yes, that is next week's erection section.
Stone cold, solid banger.
Oh, moist, Danny. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, talking about hot and moist, we've got a problem in. So
I'll try and pull myself together to read
it. On the real, bro, you've got to just take it down a peg. You know them ones. We need some problems now, baby. Smells like sex in here, blood. We need to make it smell of unfortunate circumstances and shit.
Do you
shit.
Remember Motown Philly they did as well? That was another banger by them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so much more coming on the playlist.
And The Rock, remember when they were on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? When that episode, Jesus.
Jesus name.
Right, so this one's from Anonymous.
Yeah.
Of course, it's quite a popular name, that. Last week I got with a girl. She wanted me to come in her mouth, so obviously I was down. What happened next got me shook. She gargled the cum in her mouth before spitting it onto my chest. Okay.
It's not the worst thing we've heard.
It was a turn on for her, but I'm just not about that life. If she does it again, I think I might bat her off. Why?
That's not that must have happened before. If you have ejaculated into her mouth.
I've never had a girl spit cum on me.
Me neither.
Where's she supposed to spit it?
Spit? Did he do that? Do people do that?
wherever she likes, but just not on
your floor. I can't imagine you'd be happy if she did it on the floor.
I've got carpet.
That's what I mean. You wouldn't like that. For the choice of your chest or the carpet, I think you'd go...
I'd still choose the carpet.
Would you? Go mm-hmm. for the shag bar.
I'd be very angry either way, okay. But I wouldn't want my own.
Okay, so what if... I don't think this is at this point. There's no need to dump her at this point or bat her off because she doesn't know yet.
Just tell her, innit?
Don't spit on my chest.
Not my chest.
Oh, but he's only saying his chest. He might mind his thigh or something. He might not mind that.
Thigh, yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
The kind of general area where it came from isn't too bad. But going all the way up to man's chest, you know?
You don't want it on the chest. What if she just spat it back onto your penis?
Yeah, whatever.
That's all right, yeah?
No. No,
it's not.
No, it's not okay.
Well... Don't spit cum on me. Similar when
I'm probably going to shower anyway after.
Sure.
So to be fair,
that's a good point. I like that you're saying that because men do have this weird thing about, oh, can I please come on your boobs or chest or whatever. Why is that okay for them to? Did you do that, Reese? Have you done that?
But don't know. I'd ask, and if they said no, I wouldn't. But if someone just spat cum on me without asking.
Especially after gargling it,
yeah,
as well.
Isn't it?
Oh, what, like some mouthwash?
Oh, real, some Listerine.
Yeah.
Or some
maybe he's got minty fresh sperm.
Maybe, actually, yeah.
Maybe put on some Boys to Men before they did it and it turned a sperm into some mint, fresh, delicious treat.
Do you have a bus nut on yourself?
No.
No, so why? You don't want no one else to goggle it then spit it back onto you.
But like I said, in the heat of the moment, if I know I'm going... Because I'm not just going to get dressed and go about my business. I'm probably going to shower at some point after. You can wipe it off. Like, it's not... The more I talk about it, the less of a big deal
it is.
It's
not that big a deal.
No, it becomes more of a big deal the more I think about it. It becomes more disgusting. Like, do you know when I have sex with a girl and she's on top and say, I bust inside her, she can't then get off top of me because it will come back out on top of me.
So do you just stay with the girl on you now?
No, I just do
forever.
Just do a quick flip, pull out, goes on the bed or whatever.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
You go to those lengths to avoid your own semen touching you?
It's not really a length. Well, it is. It's a fucking
that
length, but I'll tell
lengths,
you that.
Mate.
Yeah, no, I'm not about getting my own spuff on me.
I'm saying this. She is on top. You flip her over.
So I'm behind the back. Yeah, she's on top. And then I just roll over and put her onto her back. And then I'm between her legs. And then I can pull out. And then no one gets come on him.
That's brilliant.
It's a gentleman. What a
that's
gentleman.
That's a sex OCD.
And then I take my sock off, clean yourself up, let's go again.
The sock you've been wearing, not even a clean one.
Yeah, I always leave one on during sex.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah, just for that reason.
It's on his hand as well, it's not even on his feet. He puts it on.
Well, that's helped Anonymous there. We've got one more from.
This is from you.
Oh.
What?
It's from you?
What?
No, you, in Epping.
Oh, right. Why you?
In Epping. I was playing on a seesaw the other day with my nephew and my fat brother got on the end and I went shooting up into the air. I came back down with a bang. It caned. I now think my cock is a bit wonky. Should I go to the doctor or will it go back to being straight after a while?
I have no idea. What? I think you should definitely seek.
Well, for a wonky cock.
What? I've never heard such thing.
Me neither.
How far did you?
Doesn't your penis dangle?
They're not always straight. They're not always straight anyway, are they?
No, they're bent to the left a bit.
Yeah, that's why you say it. Which is either to the left or to the right in trousers.
But like, but then people say that. But mine doesn't really.
I can't remember.
Well, if you get fitted for a suit, they tell you.
Oh, I've never had a tailored suit.
Well, that's how you find out. Just have a look in the mirror.
I've had tailored suits loads of times.
Yeah, but you're a fucking high-profile model.
Yeah, but no one's ever gone, your dick's to the left. Or
just said it
in
passing.
They ask you, don't they? They say, do you hang to the left or to the right?
No, never. Never, never, ever, ever.
And why have I been asked that question, then? Why haven't you?
Do you know what? No, I'm thinking, do you know what that's saying about me? little Prestwood penis ovary. Don't have that issue.
Well, I would go to the doctor, I think. Is it bruised? Is it hanging in a slight way? Is it a right angle? I feel like...
Yeah, is it in a knot? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd probably go to the doctor.
Yeah, seek medical advice. We can't help you with that one, bro.
Yeah, and I don't really want to. Don't send in any pictures either.
For real.
Well, it's turned everything very sexy, that Boys to Men song, isn't it? Everyone's just coming in with their genital problems.
To be fair, people usually do.
That's true, actually.
Things are usually genital related.
It's part of that. Okay. Well, we're going to play the Charlie Sloth interview out soon.
We are indeed.
Straight.
So, in fact, next. So, why don't we get into a song and then we'll go into Charlie Sloth?
Mm hmm.
It's a murder. Now she don't have no burner, but she stepped in with them killer heels on. Yeah, she about to get away with murder. Looking like a devil in a new dress. The way it's ripping up her body, there's no room left. It's a crime and it ain't even hit the news yet. I guess she got away with murder. It's a murder. Yeah, but let me take it further. Yeah, she a veteran, no learner. Plus, in the bedroom she a squirter. Yeah. How you gonna let her get away with that? Body after body, she a maniac. Yeah, no face, no case. Came in looking like she from Saudi Arabia. Yeah, bang bang, she just cold body. Did it on the one, she never broke pussy. Fam, she more than sign that you call her hoy. You look at her, you look at me, you know I talk properly. Yeah, she's such a turn on. Yeah, she rocking something you ain't heard of. And if a brother try approach her, then you gon' see her get her swerve on. Yeah. It's a murder, and she don't have no burner. But she stepped in with them killer heels on, yeah. She about to get away with murder. Looking like a devil in a new dress. The way it's gripping up her body, there's no room left. It's a crime and it ain't even hit the news yet. I guess she got away with murder. Yo, how she gonna get away with all of that? Killing, staring at her booty, how did all of that fit in? Fashion killing it, the baddest chickeness. I love her body and the way the maxi gripping it. VIP room, and me sipping on Dom P. She ain't got a burner, but she's sticking it on me. In a foreign world, and she whipping it top speed. Joe is dread, Lauren Hill, how she killing me soft. Looking for a next target. Attitude, girl, she not TED talking. Lubes on her feet, blood on the floor. Anyway, she walk, that's a red carpet. It's a ride out. She didn't bring a 4, 5 or a 9 out. But she taking more lives, better mind out. I just wanna put my luck in before I sign out. Sign out. It's a murder. And she don't have no burner. But she's getting with them killer heels on, yeah. She about to get away with murder. Looking like a devil in a new dress. The way it's creeping up her body, there's no room left. It's a crime and it ain't even hit the news yet. I guess she got away with murder. It's a murder. And she don't have no burner. But she stepped in with them killer heels on, yeah. She about to get away with murder. Looking like a devil in a new dress. The way it's creeping up her body, there's no room left. It's a crime and it ain't even hit the news yet. I guess she got away with murder.
Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
What are you saying, everyone? It's FUBAR Radio. It's Reece Sanders, and I'm joined by the man, Charlie Sloth.
Oh, God. What's happening, brother? You good?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm good, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
Loving
yeah.
that shirt, man.
Cheers, man.
Keeping it retro out here,
yeah,
G.
Yeah, man. Supporting the team, supporting
Come
the
on,
ends.
My G.
So you're a football fan yourself?
Massive football fan.
Who did you support?
Liverpool.
Oh, that's awkward.
What do you mean that's awkward?
Performance last night.
What do you mean? We won 2-1, brother. Away.
But Hoffenheim were a little better.
They're a top 4 team in Germany, bro.
Yeah,
they're not a rubbish team no more. And they've got one of the best managers in Europe.
3-0 with Watford.
Yeah, but bro, that was, you know, that was the first game of the season.
Mignolet flapping balls into his own goal.
Nah. First game of the season, bro. That's light. Just watch. We're going to have a great season. There's 3 more players coming in.
Okay, who's
Trust
coming
me,
in there?
I can't talk about that. I'm not Jurgen.
Oh, okay.
There's 3 more players coming in. That's what I'm going
to
say.
Well, you'll be able to with that Coutinho money anyway. Do you know what I mean?
No, that was a sly little boom to the ribs.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about football. We're here to talk about your debut album.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know, so bringing out a debut album, yeah? You kind of get like the nerves again because it's something new. You're doing something different again. So like when you first started presenting, is it like that?
Do you know what? Like, I think the nerves that I've had on this project come from whether people are gonna like it and embrace it. In terms of what I achieve with it, I've put no pressure on myself. I just wanted to make a strong body of work that I could be proud of.
Yeah.
And I feel that I've done that. So whatever happens now, you know, is a bonus.
It's just
for me, it's a beautiful thing. The fact that I've created an album with 22 solid records that I'm proud of is a beautiful thing for me.
Well, it also says that you co-wrote it. Does that mean, because you were a barer right? Does that mean you've been dropping a few lines?
Yeah,
in there,
I've wrote quite a bit on the album. I've wrote quite a lot of hooks.
Are we allowed any exclusive of?
I'd rather not talk about that.
Okay.
But I've wrote quite a few bits on the album that I'm also very proud of. I produced all the records and co-wrote a few of the songs on
it. Does it not pain you that you can't go, yo, I wrote this? This is my
not,
team.
Not really. Like, do you know what? I'm not one of them guys that's like, I done that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm more of a team player.
Yeah, okay.
Even though I am Lionel Messi, I'm still a team player.
Lionel Messi, okay.
No, no.
It's a big statement, but I like it. So a big album, like you say, 22 tracks with some massive names on it as well. You know, the first four tracks, Western, Avelino and Mike Righteous, Gets an Abracadabra, Fredo. That's just the first four tracks on the album. That's a madness.
It's mad.
Like, how are people going to take this in?
Do you know what? I think when I was putting the body of work together, we cut 56 records. So we made 56 records for the album. And there's a lot of records from a lot of huge artists, a lot of huge American artists as well, that have not gone on this body of work. And that weren't because they weren't strong enough. It was just, for me, I wanted to make sure that I presented 22 tracks that were all very, very unique and very different. Not one record sounds the same. Like, they're very different. So, I mean, when you look at that track list, even like now, when I look at that track list, I'm like, rah.
Yeah,
like,
Sean Kingston and Lady Leisha on the same track. Yeah. How did you...
do you know what that...
My mind's blown.
It was a thing where I was like, yo, like, Sean, I need you on a record. And he's like, all right, cool. I sent him the beat. Within 10 minutes, he ran me back. He's like, this is mad.
Yeah.
So we hooked up, done it. And I was like, all right, who else should we get on it? And he was like, yo, like, we should get someone from Yard on it. And I was like, let's get a girl on it. Only one girl to call. Spice.
Yeah.
And then it was like Lady Leisha as well for the UK. Like, she's one of my favourite artists. Like, I love that girl.
Killing it.
So, anytime I made a record, I could hear who I wanted on it.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I had a vision. And I think that's what made it a lot easier for me.
Well, you're producing certain beats for certain artists knowing it in mind.
So, like, when I was producing the beats, I'd put them in folders, even though the majority of the artists that I made folders for would turn up to the studio and not like any of the beats that I put in their folders.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? They'd be like, you got more stuff. I'm like, oh, man, I thought that would sound sick with you.
Well, how does that go down for you when they're like, bro, I'm not feeling this beat?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah?
I'd much prefer them to be honest with me and be like, yo, that's not really for me, than for them to spit on something and only give me 50% of them.
Yeah,
I'd rather them really want to like be involved and give me 100% of what they do.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about 100%, you've released three tracks and they've all, like, as singles, and they've all gone in. Bugsy Malone, Fame Game.
Yeah.
Young T and Bugsy, No Pictures, and Gigs, Wake Up.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that that went North, Midland, South? Was that a thing? Did you intentionally do that?
I didn't intentionally do that. I didn't. And I did notice that happened. And again, you know, I tried to, on this album, make sure that I incorporate as many artists from outside London as I could. And there was a lot more records that I made of artists outside of London that didn't make this album, but I still made sure that I had, you know, Liverpool, Manchester, Notts, people that, for me, are really, really bringing the scene to life.
Yeah. And there's a lot of hungry artists in these areas.
So many great talents, man.
And that's why I like channels like JDZ Media and P110. Yeah. And
I
stuff
love
like
both
that.
Of those channels.
Yeah, man.
Massive fan of both.
Shining light on a lot of these rappers out there. And I think Young T and Bugsy have come from Nottingham and come through them channels themselves. And look what they're doing now. I mean,
Killing
No Pictures
it.
Is absolute shellers. Oh, you know what I mean?
Respect, fam.
Like I say, you produced and co-wrote the album, and then you sat in studios with every single artist that you could possibly do.
I was involved in every session.
Some workload. With radio, was it 6 days a week?
6 days a week. Every session. Like, I had to be there.
So when are you going to go to sleep?
I don't... Do you know what? I literally have 4 hours a day, and that's enough for me. Like, 4 hours sleep is my average sleep pattern.
4 hours? I'd be snatching candy off kids if I was getting 4 hours
sleep. Do you know what?
You know?
It's like, it's conditioning. It's like anything.
Yeah.
Once you condition your body and your mind to that, then you're fine.
It's a lot of hard work to be putting in. All right, so finally, on the question front, there is a fad now of being big and sexy. You've been big and sexy from beginning.
From the day.
You started this trend. You've got now AJ on Twitter shouting he likes big beautiful women as well. Rihanna's put on some weight. Do you feel a pressure now because you set this trend and now, do you know what I mean? You have to, they're all looking up to you. Do you feel any pressure?
Nah. Like, you know what? I'm always, you know, somebody who screams as loud as I can that you should be comfortable with yourself. No matter who you are, no matter like what you look like, you just got to be comfortable in yourself. If you're comfortable in yourself, everyone will embrace you.
Yeah.
Whether you're tall, small, fat, skinny, just be comfortable with you, man. And then people will be comfortable with you in return.
Do you think I could become a big, beautiful man?
I think you could.
Yeah?
Like, if you spent 6 months with me, bruv.
Yeah?
Yeah, you...
Let's link up. Let's do that.
You'd be bursting at the waist.
All right, cool. Let's work on this.
Trust me, bruv.
In 6 months' time, that's going to be me. All right, cool. So we're going to wrap it up. I've got a game. Right?
All right, let's do it.
It's a fire in the booth game.
All right, let's do it.
Basically, what I've got is lines from five different fire in the booth.
You're about to kill me right now.
And I want you to tell me which rapper it came from.
All right, let's try this.
So number one, you want to war me? I'll leave your man then bloody like raw meat.
Oh my gosh. You want to war me? I'll leave your man bloody.
I can give you a hint.
Go on, give me a hint.
My man's glistening.
Ah, oh, RS.
Yeah, yeah. All right, number two. This one's a bit trickier as well, isn't it? I thought that would be the easiest one. So Vinnie Jones, Desert Eagle, .50. You can't shoot that, though. Your arms will never take the kickback. You could have the biggest biceps and six-packs.
I know who this is, and that's going to bother me. Is that English Frank?
No. Scorzilla.
Scorzilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
So far, we're 0-2.
No, I got one. I got Aris.
Oh, yeah. After the hint, I'll let him have
right,
that.
Go on.
He's a Liverpool fan. He's having it tough as it is at the moment.
This is going to kill me.
When I say I've got cheese, I'm not talking about Red Leicester. And why do I laugh at MCs? Because a king will always laugh at a jester.
Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, it is. Ring the alarm. I'm about to have the whole damn planet spin in my palm. I think it might be the first ever fire in the booth.
Maestro.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Maestro, Fubar Radio.
Diggy, big man in the ting.
Shout out the hip hop show with Maestro Diggy and Sarah Love as well. And the final one, this isn't a fire in the booth, but it is a one extra freestyle. The type to bang your girl and swear down I didn't. They say I'm a fat white rapper, but at least I'm different.
That guy is Charlie Slough.
That guy has got bars.
Bars.
That is it. Yo, thank you very much,
bro. Thank you much for your time, bro.
Thank you,
man.
Yeah.
Mad love, bro.
Yo, Charlie Slough, everyone. The plug.
When I walk in, no bitches. Please, whole squad full of bad bitches. Six five. Really getting guala on this side. Busy getting busy on this side. They don't really know you on this side. Word on roads, I'm a bad boy. Yeah, you probably got that from the tabloids. Probably looking at me like a cash toy. Sorry, honey, money, but that's why. Trying to make this money do backflips. Probably gonna call it gymnastics. With a bad beat, fantastic. Make a yard man bombastic. In the car, acting all blasé. Probably gonna call a nigga Kanye. But these bitches love a nigga same way. Girl, you ain't the one, yeah, that way. When I walk in, no bitches. Please, whole squad full of bad bitches.
Like 10. Tell a girl line up a flex. Do a little dirty for a bread. Think we getting farther, can we take another lap? See a line your hair in the movies. Touch a girl, I think I got a Gucci. Never spend a pound on a booty. Grew up on these niggas like Gucci. Tell a girl, catch me in a dance. Lucky if she ever get a chance. I don't really need another one. No space, two bitches on my arm. Never had a scarf on my Nikes. Never had dirt on my white jeans. Tell me how I got this icy. Every day I call shots like Spike Lee.
When I walk in, no bitches. Please, whole squad full of bad bitches.
Yeah, that's Charlie Sloth, Young T and Bugsy, man. That's off the Plug album, which is out in, what, this Friday?
Two days.
We literally just came out of Reese's very insightful and funny interview with the man, Charlie Sloth. And Sloth is literally the most ironic name. He's the most active guy.
Yeah.
Moving mad quick. He's the most active guy. 4 hours sleep a day. My REM is 4 hours.
Bro, I'd be citizens arresting my nan off 4 hours sleep. You know what I mean?
Honestly, bro.
Yo, tea's not got the right amount of sugar and I'm dashing it on you.
Like, I have naps that are longer than 4 hours.
Bro, I've blinks longer than 4 hours.
I've napped longer than 4 hours on this show. And the show's only 2 hours.
Yeah, it's all sorts of mad. I don't know how he does it. But he was a lovely guy as well. It was a pleasure. I mean, good friend of yours. But,
yeah, great guy.
Like, yeah, amazing guy.
Absolute pleasure, yeah. So thank you to Charlie for doing that. He's probably on quite a lengthy press run for the album, which again is out on Friday. Features amazing artists, Fredo, Giggs, Young T and Bugsy.
Joe Stormzy, Getz, Lady Leisha, Sean Kingston, Spice. There's Avelino, there's... Righteous.
Yeah.
I think Jay Huss might be on there.
I would
as well,
not be surprised. Remember.
But yeah, there is names upon names on that album.
Yeah, so who's who? I'd be surprised if Tupac wasn't on there. You know them ones.
And the best thing is, like he said in the interview, he sat down in every session with every artist. And if he couldn't make it, he was on Skype to them. So you know, like the work that's gone into it, it's going to be a fire album.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, he's, an absolutely consummate hustler, man. And I'm really sure that the album will do very well, man. Mm. Let's get into a game.
Yeah.
The only game we have today.
Yeah. Just want to show now. So, this Sunday, in honour of this past Sunday, it was a special day, especially for me, definitely. It was International Left-Handers Day.
Oh,
you're left-handed?
That's exactly the reaction. Yeah, everyone that says that. Are you left-handed?
I never even
in a
noticed.
Way that's like, I've always had my pen in my left hand.
I should have had a wank with my left hand.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I use my left hand to masturbate with, but I do everything else with my right hand. Anyway, enough about my personal life. Let's keep it stepping.
Well, we've compiled a list. Oh, have you all got pens, by the way? That would be probably...
Mine's broken.
Oh. Well.
I was just going to write mine in blood.
Okay.
With my fingertip.
Well, we've compiled a list of some of the world's most well-known left-handed people. All you have to do is write down and then tell me which left-handed person is speaking in the following clips.
Okay.
Seven as always. So let's
say... This is better.
I think some of these will
be... Well, now there's only one game a show. They've got twice the amount to put into one game.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's play a game of...
With Michael Payne and Reese Sanders on FUBAR Radio.
Love that song.
Mm.
I got my left hand free.
Well, let's go into left-handed person number one.
I just had a bunch of knuckleheads around me.
Oh. We got some ideas, names on papers.
Do we have to... is spelling being checked?
No, that's fine. That's fine. You also have to write it with your left hand, these answers as well.
Oh, okay.
What, for an extra point?
For an extra point. If you can write it with your left hand, show it to me and I can read it.
Oh, shit.
Then I'll give out some more points, okay? Oh. So rewrite that one with your left hand, please. Thank you very much. I love watching, because that's how I am when I'm right-handed. Just like a child. Like...
Yep. Is that the noise some that the kids you
Reese looks like you ambidextrous, to be honest.
Should we?
It's all that wanking with his left hand.
The way you're writing doesn't look like how we write. I can't even hold a pen with my right hand. Okay, here is left-handed person number 2.
I don't know how to angle my body when I write with my left. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's because you smudge your writing as you go across.
No, there's a knack to it. I never do that.
Oh, that's a good point.
I never smudge it. You just don't write like that. You just hold it like that.
Yeah, that's some like muscle memory that you lefties you've got from always writing your
left. Yeah, the smudgy thing you can get over. Anyway, here's person number 2.
Oh, I just got him 2 weeks ago.
Oh, who's that left-handed person?
I'm sure.
Some great people are left-handed. Some great people.
Yeah, for real.
Can we have that again?
Sure.
Oh, I just got him 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Could be wrong, but...
It's left, you're both writing with your left hand, are you?
I've not got... I'm just going to write with my left hand, so I
just put something down, yeah. I have to be able to read it as well, remember?
I don't have a clue.
Okay. Well, right, Michael's finished writing. Let's have the left-handed genius.
That took enough long.
Yeah, it's fairly long. That is number 3.
If you want to be one dirty-minded fella to be coming out with lyrics like that.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's that left-handed genius?
Wee little.
If you want to be one dirty-minded fella to be coming out with lyrics like that.
It's definitely someone Irish.
It's definitely, yes, it's definitely a male, and it's definitely an Irish
but
male.
You said
some
genius,
clues.
So it's not Bono.
Well, I'm just saying he's genius.
I like what you did there.
I see what you did. It's not Liam Neeson either.
Liam, oh yeah, he's Irish, isn't he?
He is Irish, yeah. But he doesn't write
That's all the Irish people are, no?
Out.
Liam Neeson's an Irish god, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's a Celtic god.
I think he might just be God.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He writes with both hands. Nothing troubles him.
What, like that?
I am going to find you, and I'm going to kill you.
We got an answer.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Left hand,
wait,
please. Left hand.
Could you play it one more time, please?
Yes. What was the number three?
If you want to be one dirty-minded fella to be coming out with lyrics like that.
Oh, I know.
Dirty-minded fella. Coming out with lyrics like that. Oh, I did not know this man's left-handed until earlier. Now I like him a lot.
All right, go on.
Okay, here we go. Left-handed person number four.
That is not a coincidence.
What?
That's easy.
Yeah.
Play it again.
That is very easy.
That is not a coincidence.
It's not, is it? Oh, my God.
Do you need it again? So
that is not a coincidence.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Tell if it's a man or a woman.
I don't even.
How can you not be able to tell if that's a man or a woman?
I need a first name for this person.
Because you probably know who they are. Then
everyone knows who this person is.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you any clue.
This person is an icon.
Play it one more time.
That is not a coincidence.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. If you don't know who it is, I see why you might think that's either a guy with a quite high-pitched voice or a woman. So
it's an American person, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's pretty obvious now.
Just putting it out there. Just in case. What could have been Canadian? I don't know. You might have thought. This person is an absolute icon. But so put something down. Have you done it, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, Reece.
And with my left hand.
Okay. You're going to put something down? No. Not even guessing an American person.
No, because
there's many to choose from. Man and women, it could be either. Okay, well, here is number five.
We got a malaria initiative. We got a malaria initiative.
You're doing me absolutely dirty today.
This person also is super famous, even though I can't understand what he's saying in that one, in that clip.
He's got a malaria
initiative.
Yeah.
Right. He is American. Are you writing anything down?
No, no.
You literally can have any American person at all. Actors, singers, anybody. It could be anybody.
That's the whole thing. Could be anybody. So out of 600 people.
Have a guess.
600 million people in America.
You've had a guess, Michael.
It could be any of them.
But you've had a guess, haven't you?
I have had
Fine.
A guess.
Fine, okay. So we already know you're walking away with this one. But let's go on to number six.
I finally figured out that she's always right.
Oh, come on now. What was that, number six?
Yeah.
So obviously Taylor Swift.
Yeah, okay.
Wait.
Sorry.
My handwriting has been massive.
And when I write with my wife, I have to do every letter. Like, no joined up writing, it's all separate.
Yeah, do you do joined up writing anyway?
No. I stopped doing joined up writing. I write everything in capitals when I handwrite stuff.
Do a mixture between capitals and lowercase because I'm not that clever.
I just shout on all the forms I ever fill out. Justin Smetojumper! Sanjay!
I know I've forgotten how to do my signature because I don't do it anymore. When I had to do one the other day, I looked at it and went, that doesn't even look right to me. But who signs anything anymore?
I just look like I'm really proud of my email address.
Okay, final one. Here is number seven.
Again, disgusted Dutch faces.
Oh.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
One more time, please.
Again, disgusted Dutch faces.
Oh.
Nah, I got
Larry, that's you have got a clue.
Guy. I don't have a clue.
You must have a clue.
Yo, I don't watch TV like that.
He's not... doesn't really do TV, he does films.
Oh, yeah. And
stop giving him clues, man.
Okay,
Jesus, his voice is so obvious.
How many films have I seen?
Don't tell him that.
Do you want me to play any more? Any gaps that you have?
I've only got three answers, and I'm happy with that.
I mean, I can already say, well done, Michael Payne, for winning this, but... number one, what did you have, please? And show me so I can read it.
Justin Bieber.
I had Justin Bieber as well.
Can I see it, please? Correct. There's yes. points there. Points
That's
there.
Two, right?
I'll give you 2 points for that. And Reese gets 2 points
Thank
as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
Number two. Who was number two, please?
I had Morgan Freeman.
Show me.
I thought it was Morgan Freeman, but he sounded too old.
2 points. More points for Justin.
Oh, there. Do you know what? I thought he sounded too old to be Morgan Freeman in that clip.
So
play
what
it
did
again.
You put? What did you put?
I didn't put anything.
Oh, I just got him 2 weeks ago.
All right, all right. Now ask yourself this year. Who sounds older than Morgan Freeman?
But it's like the way around. Like it sounded like he hadn't got his teeth in.
No.
I just had a bunch of knuckleheads around me.
I just got him 2 weeks ago.
just got him a couple weeks ago.
Now you're comparing Morgan Freeman to Herbert the Hermit.
Wow. All right, well, who was number three, please?
I got Bono or the guy from what's that song? The man that couldn't stop dancing or some shit like that. What's the Irish band? And they kind of half rap, half sing.
Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah, I got Bono or Danny O'Donnell.
I wrote.
He doesn't rap, Daniel O'Donnell.
He does do some sly rapping.
Doesn't.
Am I chatting shit?
He doesn't.
Am I chatting
O'Donnell
shit? I'm
not
chatting
rap.
Shit. I swear he does some sly rap shit.
Do you know who Daniel O'Donnell is?
The guy that's the lead singer with the Irish band.
No, this is Daniel O'Donnell. I'm going to show you a photo of him.
What's he? Oh, fuck. No, what's the other guy called?
Danny McDonoghue or something. O'Donoghue from the script.
The script, that done.
Right,
that
okay,
done.
So you add him. And who did you have for
Niall Horan.
Oh, fuck.
Can you show it to me? 2 points there, straight away for Reese. Well done. It was now.
Is that you, cuz?
Yeah.
All right, you prick.
Okay, number four, really easy. But tell me.
Obviously, Oprah.
Tell me and show me. Yep. Reese, no one. 2 more points. That was, of course, Oprah.
So it's Justin won already. Michael won already.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, you're on four.
I'm on a roll, mate.
You could make a comeback. If you get number five, was.
I got Bill Gates or Jay-Z.
Well, who are you going to go with?
Oh, I know. It sounded stupid to me
you
as well.
You have to pick one.
I'm going to go for Bill Gates.
Okay, and who you got?
No one.
Let me see if I can read it. Well, 2 more points for you because it was Bill Gates. So yes. Okay.
Do you know what the clue was? It was the malaria thing.
Right. Okay.
But it sounds like Jay-Z. Could you play it again real quickly? Yeah. Tell me this doesn't sound like Jay-Z speaking. Five.
We got a malaria initiative.
The way he says malaria, I don't know why.
We got a malaria initiative.
No.
We got a malaria initiative.
I don't hear Jay-Z though.
Maybe not.
Number six, I think you've probably both got, yeah?
Obvious. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Right. 4 points. Points all around there. And finally, the last one.
I got Seth Rogen.
Sure. Yeah. Who did you have? So 2 more points. That was Seth Rogen. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Can I hold my hand up to cheating as well?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What? And you still couldn't win.
The Niall Horan one. I actually wrote Westlife. And then as you turned to talk to Justin a second ago, I seen it quickly wrote it with my left hand.
Whoa.
I was going to not lie, but there's
minus
a camera
two.
There.
And there.
So that's 4, I'm afraid. But you smashed it this week with 12. 12
Jeez.
Points there for Michael Payne. And 4, but minus 2 for cheating. So that's 2 points to Reece.
No, I still got 4. Because
no,
I got Barack Obama.
I took 2 off because you cheated. I took 2 more.
So you took 4 points.
So that's
man got docked points and still lost. Anyway, I mean, and was never going to win. Basically.
Look at the amazing left-handed people that are out there.
You were right, Justin Bieber, Morgan Freeman, Oprah. No, Morgan Freeman, Oprah, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and Seth Rogen. No, yeah. Joking. Niall Horan is an amazing guy.
Paul McCartney is left-handed too.
Is he?
They're all, yeah. All of the best.
Fair
so
play.
Let's get into a song then and then we'll do another story.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter. Things will be brighter. Ooh,
could be brighter.
Radio. It's myself, Michael Payne, Renzel Nottingham and Sarah DeBunda. Harley is away again this week, but he'll be back next week. We're going to get into some hump day help queries in a sec, just after Natalie makes this special announcement.
No, it's just that it appears on the screen. I can make an announcement.
Right, okay,
what's
cool.
The announcement?
Think of something you'd like to announce.
Have you tried anything? Song was a banger.
That song was a banger. What film was that from?
Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah.
When he's in the car with his dad.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they're going fishing by the sea.
Oh, I like Boys in the Hood. I haven't seen that for a while.
Big film.
R.I.P. Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky!
Oh, God, yeah.
Do you reckon that's where Bianca got it from in EastEnders?
Ricky! Yeah, that's where she picked it. That wasn't even written. It wasn't called Ricky when they originally wrote the script.
Please offer some help to somebody.
So this is from Sean in Cardiff, so probably one of Abby's friends.
Could be, actually. Yeah. Could have just texted Abby, but fine.
So I've been dating this girl for a few months. We are starting to get more serious, but she's just told me that she's been sending men pictures of her feet for money. I'm not really sure what to say or if I should be okay with this. Help a brother out.
No face, no case, man. Yeah, it's just a feet.
Yo, it's not like it's a sexual part of the body. Do you know what I mean?
It is to them, but let her get her hustle on.
And if she's like bussing flip flops in the street and shit, and you're fine with that, where like thousands of other people in the street can see them, then yo, she's gonna make pee off it.
No one's gonna recognise her. You're exactly walking down Oxford Street, going, "Oh my God, it's you!"
And when you're on road in your brand new Pradas, do you know what I mean?
That's it. Or when you're, she's making money just like you. She might even be making more money than you, bro.
That might be what his problem is.
But people would pay for a photo.
Well,
of feet.
Depends how much it's worth, innit? So, I know someone who sells underwear.
Used
underwear to this Japanese company that then sells them in vending machines and stuff like that.
What?
And when you buy it, so in Japan they have these vending machines and they sell used women's underwear. And in the machines they have it's a capsule with a picture of the woman on. Yeah.
What? Why?
I've heard about this.
In a vending machine?
I've been there.
I heard that in addition to the used ones, there are ones that are like... They're not. It's not entirely true that they're used. They'll get brand new underwear and they will treat them to make them smell used.
Right.
Probably. Yeah, I reckon you can if you don't want actual used ones, you'd be able to probably purchase that because they have like prosthetic vaginas that feel like they have genital warts and different kind of diseases and stuff like that.
Stop. How did you make that? How did you jump from that?
I'm saying if you don't want to actually have someone sex with someone with genital warts, but you like the feeling, then you get that. If you like the smell of women's underwear, but you don't want some random dirty women's pants in your face, then get the treated ones. You know
but
what
how
mean?
Did it get from fucking underpants
to fake genital warts?
I was just saying in Japan, that's what they have.
Of course. But I thought you were going to say they've also got
like, you know, tights that you can sniff if you're like, or a bra, but no.
Fake.
They've got a prosthetic fanny with genitals on it. Yeah. That's like the next thing up.
Where do you find, is this in a vending machine as well?
No. So basically there's a shop
called, that would be silly.
They're just in shops. So there's a shop called Don Quixote. It's a big Japanese
sex shop.
Like chain. No. It's just a normal shop. And it's like, so the first floor will be like clothes and food.
Not a normal shop if it sells that.
So the first floor will be like clothes and food and stuff like that and beer. Then the second floor will be like homeware. And then the third floor will be like kids' toys. Fourth floor will be like stationery.
Vaginas. Oh, right.
And it's just, and it's there like, there's like five or six floors, and each floor is different. And on one floor, it's just all kids' toys, yeah? Nothing but kids' toys.
Yeah.
And then there's one section, it's probably the size of this room, in the middle of the kids' toys section, just full of freaky adult sex toys.
Wow.
But they have these sex shops everywhere because.
But not in Debenhams. You wouldn't have popped in Debenhams and see some fake genital warts.
In Tokyo.
Japan.
Yeah, but in Tokyo, yeah, they're like, because they're so. Like, they have to suppress their sexual urges and stuff. So then they have, like, these freaky fetishes and...
Why do they have to suppress them?
Because, I mean, like, it's not quite like other countries. Like the Western civilization and whatever. We're just like...
But you can't be sending mixed messages out like that. You can't be saying to man, oh, yeah, suppress your urges, and then you're in Toys R Us, bang, dildo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I am interested in this genital warts thing. Do you know what I mean?
Like, there's dildos right by the Lego. Suppress your sexual urges.
Bro, that's what it's like. It was like Batman masks and shit like that. Bang. Like,
give masks.
I'm talking like full on the freakiest sex shit you've ever seen. It's like
what?
These like big, hairy rubber arses. Yeah. And you buy it, it's just like cut off at the knees and then cut off there.
And you put it on.
To fuck at home.
So
like,
you're hole,
like,
hole
and it's like
bump.
Flat on the bottom, but then it's just got like a proper big butt and it's proper hairy and shit.
Yeah, but with a head.
And it's like got like a sticky rubber bottom, so you can put it on your cat and it don't shift.
Oh, fucking hell, mate.
Doggy and
sorry, shit. Has it got like a hole in it where you.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to have sex with a big hairy bum.
And they all come with like.
It's not like there's any confusion about it.
And they have. They
how
have
hairy
these
is it? I have an issue with hairy bums, really. Like, but
not
how hairy?
Just like a hairy arsehole.
You wouldn't have to use it now. Something tells me it's not something that you'd be buying anyway.
No, I don't think I'll be popping that when I'm doing a little supermarket sweep.
And they have
these
a little desk ornament.
Yeah. They have like love cups as well, yeah, and love eggs.
I know what love eggs are, but I've never heard of a love cup.
Not love cup.
Isn't that where you put your love eggs?
Yeah.
For breakfast.
A love cup, you take the top off, and it's just like foam. Yeah, like you know sponges that you wash your dishes with, and that. And it's got a slit down the middle. And then inside, it's got all this stuff that feels and makes it like an actual vagina. So then you buy them, they're like dead cheap, and they just fuck them instead of masturbating. Do you know what I mean?
I do get that. Yeah. I get that thing, actually. How much would that cost?
Like,
just out of interest for a friend.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a couple quid. Like, when I came back, I bought bare prosthetic vaginas back for my friends.
Did you? Yeah. With the genital warts on?
Yo, just various different types of butters, weird shit.
Fucking hell.
So I'm really confused about that as to who would think I'd quite like to feel what a genital wart feels like. I'm not prepared to do it with a real vagina, but I'll buy a fake one.
Wait around in a Japanese supermarket and you'll find that.
Do you know what the maddest thing is as well, is so they come in like what look like Marlboro packets. Yeah, so it looks like it's got the Marlboro packet design on it, like the writing, it doesn't say Marlboro, but it's like in Japanese, whatever the name of the thing is. So it's like discreet. And then if you read the back of the package, it's like, so it's like the genital warts one, and then you just take the
But say if you just wanted cigarettes, and you don't usually read the back of cigarette packets because you know what you expect to be.
But would you go into...
And then you're just like in the smoking area at the office Christmas party. Like, hey man, just got a fresh deck. Would you, have you got a light? Yeah. Would you like one? Yeah, of course, yes.
Oh, yeah, that would be... If you were trying to pull at the Christmas party as well, it's your moment, the mistletoe's there, offering it up, and then it's a big genital wart in a packet.
But no, I don't... So what it is...
Lucky
is
they don't celebrate Christmas in
it
Japan.
It must blow up or expand or something, because you have to get it out the packet, do you know what I mean? And then...
Right,
fuck it and
but back to this vending machine. That's another thing to me. Where do you find these vending machines with smelly knickers in?
So in like
and men's as
in
well.
Some like some of those stores and stuff like that.
That's a good point. Can women or men of that persuasion buy men's?
They're men's pants.
Not that I saw.
Well,
no,
it should be. There's
but like
market.
I feel like with like women's pants. It's different to men's. <Yeah. laughs>
Why?
They have to have like skid marks in them and that.
Do they?
That would be very different. Yeah, there's nothing sexy about men's underwear.
Are you saying your pants have got skid marks?
No, I'm not saying that. But you're gonna,
I thought you were going to deny it. Yeah, some.
Oh God.
I will neither confirm nor deny. But what I will say, what I will say is that there's nothing. There's nothing about men's underwear that, you know what I mean, is it's only going to be a arse discharge.
Yeah.
Christ, what's arse discharge?
Just anything that comes out your ass.
Or if you've not shaken properly after you've been for a piss.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's going to be shit and piss stains.
I don't want to point this out to you, but if you'll say, first of all, I've never heard of the term arse discharge, and I hope to never hear it again. Second of all, women do.
I'll start the computer.
Women do have bums as well.
Yes, they do. But the whole point of women's underwear, you don't think of
arse discharge.
Well, you don't think of skid marks in women's underwear. You don't think of it.
Is that what it is?
Even though the more time the batty riders as well. Do you
that's
know what
true.
I mean?
Or a thong.
Thong, yeah. But what is it about women's pants that you'd like
to sniff? I've never used a vending machine.
No, but
have you ever
sniffed a women's pants? I bet you are.
Hey, do you know what, yeah?
That came out and I hadn't even finished answering yet.
I knew that you wouldn't have, but I would be surprised if Reese hasn't sniffed some knickers.
Why would you think that I've sniffed knickers?
I just think you tried everything.
Yeah, out of everyone in this room, you'd be the most likely person to have sniffed knickers, and one in three people have sniffed knickers.
Yeah, exactly.
It is now.
it's a new statistic. Yeah.
I've never sniffed a pair of knickers.
Have you ever wore them on your face?
No, and I try and keep that shit as far away from my face as possible. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you know what I want to know?
I am a freak. I'm not going to deny
that.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
You know when you go to like Hamleys and you've got like that dude with his face painted, like demonstrating the little helicopters that you can fly around the room and shit? Have they got the equivalent of that in like the sex part of this toy store?
I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. So they'll have like some like blow up dolls and stuff that so you can see what they're like in a little.
Is it just the guy sticking his bum in the corner? Just demonstrating.
There is like video
offering it to customers.
There is like video demonstration, but like, you know, even the porn out there, is blurred out.
Really?
What?
Yeah, so you can't see any vagina or penis in porn. So they'll be fully naked, but like normal porn, but they just blur that bit up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Otherwise, it's illegal, I think.
That's dangerous because kids who have had no real sex education in school will genuinely think your genitals are just blurry.
Why isn't mine pixelated?
Yeah. What's wrong with me?
I've got some HD dick.
I can see everything. I can see inside my dick. The blur's come off, doctor.
I think I rubbed the blur off.
Back to Sean and Carter.
Sean, so imagine
we went all the way to Japan for this one.
She could be doing a lot more. That's not even fucked up. She could listen to what she could be doing. So it's her life. If she wants to take photos of her feet, blood.
Maybe he's just annoyed because she's not spending. She shouldn't have to. I spend the money on him.
Sean's got horrible feet. That's what it is.
Well, what is the foot? I've never really answered the foot fetish thing. You don't like feet, do you?
Me neither.
You don't like feet, do you? I understand that. I get that. Well, how do you?
I don't really like feet. I'm more like, I don't want someone to come into my yard and get the bare feet out either. Stuff like that. But some people don't. Add some feet I don't mind. You know, like if I'm having sex and a girl's got nice feet or whatever, I'm not like.
So do you look at the feet before you sleep with them and go, nah?
No, but you know, like.
Or keep your shoes on if they don't like their feet.
No, but you know, sometimes.
Shoes in there, naked apart from shoes.
That's happened to me twice now.
It has, hasn't it?
To you? You've had to keep your shoes on? No, the girls kept their shoes on.
One of them already had her shoes on. Yeah. The other one went downstairs and got a shoe.
Why?
I know she had some like new Tians.
So, you know when you want to look at them different angles.
I think she's not listening as well.
I don't really get the feet.
I'm not going to lie though, I've quite liked it when they get the shoes on.
As long as they're nice crepes. You can't just come back from Glastonbury and just still have your fucking wellies on.
Beat my bed. Do
you know what I mean?
That would be incredible.
Some battered Vans.
What would you do if she'd gone downstairs and came up in wellies?
Or if she went downstairs and came up in your shoes?
That would be.
And they fit.
You had size 11.
You hadn't noticed before. But she'd taken out the inner sole, so she was actually even bigger.
Bet she'd never fall over.
But
right, so yeah, Sean, get over it.
Yeah. That's basically how I learned about the foot thing, that people like to have sex with toes. That's what I've learned about that. Mm. That's
she's not doing any of that. She's just sending a photo, photos.
But
yo,
people do have a lot. People do really love feet, don't they? So it's, they're very like Marmite feet. People love them or hate them, I guess.
If you found out you could get money, Sean, sending your feet, photos of your feet to people, and you knew it was no face, no case, I'm sure you would do it.
Maybe Sean should just pop off, get a pedicure, and then see what his feet are like. Maybe some people would want to see his feet as well. Okay, that's Sean Hart. Let's move on to this fella.
The next one is from Hugo.
Well, I'm Hugo.
I just became a veggie. Now my farts smell worse than usual. Like, a bit spicy. Oh, dear. This is horrible, man. I didn't want to talk about farts.
Well, out.
It smells like I'm constantly eating Mexican food. The closest thing is probably a burrito. Oh. Anyway, should I get back to eating meat? I really like animals.
Well, yeah.
But meat would make... Mexican food has a lot of meat in it as well, no? Which would still...
Especially a burrito.
Burrito, yeah, exactly.
I don't
want to
know about man's spicy thoughts, you know.
I really don't.
But, no. But I don't think... What I'm saying, I don't think going back to eating meat and eating burrito with meat in it is going to help the smell of his farts.
Yeah.
You smell it, they're going to smell equally as bad. Maybe just stop eating Mexican food if that's what you think your fart smells like. I don't know. Eat salad.
Also, I hate this. Like, people are like, oh, I really like animals. And rah, 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 rah. I ain't ever seen a lion catch no feelings off a zebra. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And the thing is, yeah, like, we were at one point animals' food, but we just evolved to a point where they can't get us now. So we're apex predator. We are part of the food chain, but we're just bright enough to not be eaten. Like everything
it's not all of us.
Everything is somebody's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like bacteria to
Put a vegan in the swamps in Florida and see how they fare. See if they can say to a croc, no, it's fine. I wasn't going to touch you, so you don't need to. See if they can negotiate.
Oh. Well, okay. If the people that really like animals, you know, I don't want to call them a pacifist. They like animals, which is a fair thing to do. Like animals, that's good. But what if a crocodile is coming to them in a swamp? Are they not going to punch it or try and get
away? Is it kill or be killed?
Or is it like, I don't want to hurt this crocodile. It's about to kill me, so let it just kill me.
I mean, you have to really take into consideration. Is it an alligator or is it a crocodile? If it's an alligator, there's a strong chance. I mean, I'm not suggesting you should do this, but if you get behind it, you can wear it out real quick, get on top, hold its jaw short.
I thought you meant dance with it like at carnival. Behind it and just whine it.
It actually looks quite easy to wrestle an alligator.
No, I don't think it does.
A crocodile, they're a different breed. They will fuck you
they're
up.
They're the ones that roll with you.
Yeah, the death roll.
Yeah, the death roll. Horrible. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Well, not like in person.
No, I don't want to get near them ever.
But yeah, I mean, don't try to wrestle with either if you can.
Yeah, if you can avoid it. Especially if you're vegan.
If an alligator comes at you, they can run up to 30 miles an hour, so you're pretty fucked there. And if you punch it in the face, I think there's a strong possibility that it's going to bite your arm off.
Yeah, they run at 30 miles an hour, up to
30, I've heard.
And also, they disguise as shoes nowadays as well, so you can't even tell.
Yeah, that is true.
It's mad. It's mad.
But no, it's nice to see that, you know, the joining the human society.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know, the... They're doing well. I've not heard of any attack.
I don't really know why anyone would choose to go into a swamp, human, because there's a good chance that there will be an alligator or a crocodile in there.
Massive chance.
So I'd just don't go. That's why I don't go into the sea, so that I never get into a fight with a shark.
I don't test any of these people in their own ends. This is the thing. This is what being streetwise is all about.
Exactly.
You've got to know your fucking limits, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get people just going, oh, the world's my oyster, and then getting eaten by these stupid. No. And then going, these animals are dangerous. How the fuck are they dangerous? They didn't rob you on the train. They didn't fucking. Mug you on the back streets of fucking Northwest London or something. You were in their bits. You were in their habitat.
You have broke into their house.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going out to like one of these African countries, yeah, and you get attacked by a lion and they're like, oh, we have to shoot the lion. It was coming to attack us.
It was dangerous. How the fuck was it dangerous? Yeah. It was doing its thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine if like all of a sudden like fish started getting guns and just shooting fishermen down. Do you know what I mean? Yo, they were dangerous, you know.
Exactly. That's when we can say they become dangerous. When they start resorting to things that they wouldn't usually do and maybe start committing crimes.
Cool. If a lion comes into your house at night when you're in bed with your family...
And you
can
don't
shoot
live
it
in the Serengeti.
Yeah. You're allowed to shoot it.
Yeah.
But if you're in a tent in, like, Namibia, there we go,
and a lion comes for you, yo, that is your
you
own.
Have no right to call that. That's just like a frankfurter in a fucking can of baked beans calling you dangerous when you open it up that can and eat the fucking contents in it.
But you know what I mean? Do you know what, there's nothing better than opening a tin of beans and it having sausages in.
Nice.
There isn't actually. Good. Yeah. Mm. One time it accidentally had a fucking prosthetic vagina in it with warts all over it, and that was had to write back to Prince's.
Imagine having that for breakfast, a genital warty vagina.
In beans as well. If it's not Heinz, I don't want to know.
That's more of like an afternoon snack than a breakfast.
It's not breakfast.
You'd end up flicking the beans all over the place.
Oh, God.
Yes! That gets a ding and a dong.
Let's get into a song now, but keep your queries coming in. We've got like half an hour left, and we'll get into as many as possible. You're on FUBAR Radio.
You know my style when I step in. Find a one space in the corner. Get ready for the cuff cuff prepping. Day when I'm mellow, MDON repping. Black banana when I'm out here shelling. 16 killers in the blood clot building. I don't want no one forgetting this. A horror show when my team rolled out. Grime thing I never ever sold out. A lot of them MCs weren't doing grime anymore till Skepta made the place shut down. That's not me, cause I've always been a dumpus. Do raggers always done numbers. Anybody saying that grime don't sell or won't last, tell them they're talking nonsense. I'm back where I wanna be. I set the pace like Wallabies. Man, no, pep on the rhythm just like Chip. Man, no, skip on the rhythm just like Skip. Original ragamuffin just like Pip. Once a wise man gave me a tip. Yo, it was on hand to get money. Since then, I ain't never stopped getting money. It's Wiley and Flow. Campbell Road. We got the draws, yeah, we got the O's. Yo, we got the right peps on. Cool on the street that I've stepped on. Raw, them can't see me. Man, say I'm washed up, I say, oh, really? Go get your little 2 bars out every 2 minutes, then pass a torch back to me. Pretty level. I'ma light up your skin with shells and abundance. Quick ting, man, I move rapid. Fix things like a mechanic. Old school, man, a classic. There where they know, man, don't need to gas it. Number one throw farther on the planet. So I beg a man, try do damage. That's how I let the dogs manage. Clark one, get away, then vanish. They wanna told them no violations. God, none of them ain't gonna have it. It don't take much for their friends and family to get man, I start moving savage. Level.
Ragamuffin. That was original Ragamuffin.
It was.
Just in case you didn't catch that, by Wiley and Flo Dan. Mm. Two fucking roll deep legends come back together and do it again for the man dem and the gal dem.
Right.
Harley's away.
He is.
We've had one game.
Yeah, he's reading off the screen.
We've had lots of stories.
Yeah.
And we've had an interview with Charlie Slough. It's been a very, very eventful show.
It's not over yet. We have voice to learn.
It may as well be, because that's just informing that we're not doing Bro Press, so.
We can do.
No, well, we can't.
We'll
can
we actually, we do actually have one.
It's Bro Press! With your hosts, Michael Payne, Reese Sanders.
We spoke well. We made all options. No Harley in that one. Welcome to Bropra.
That's an incredible, incredible theme tune.
It is, isn't it? What, the original or the Bropra one?
The Bropra one. Both.
Okay, yeah.
The Bropra one.
I think.
But it's just great. It's just a great piece of music.
It is a good piece of music. So let's get into Bropra then.
Yes, let's.
I mean, it's just a shame that we don't have a guest.
Yeah, we don't have a guest today. We've got lots of guests next week. Three of them. Three of the Bropras, yeah.
Because it's a comedy special, isn't
it? Yes, yes.
A little birdie told me.
There's a lot of American comedians coming in.
Really?
I don't want to say their names yet because things can change in a week, and so I'll just have to find some new ones.
Like their names?
Yeah, something happened. I'll just find another American comedian. Come on in! No, but we've got some good ones next week, and they'll be, we'll be Bropring all over the shop.
That but sounds now, like a euphemism.
Now let's have a little chitty chat about Paris Hilton.
Let's right. So Paris Hilton has said, "I could have been like Princess Diana if it wasn't for the sex tape." Mm. Well, you were both white and blonde. So
there's that in common. Yeah,
there's those two boxes ticked. What else could there possibly be? She said she believes her sex tape destroyed her chances of being viewed as royalty. Mm. Right, we need to have a chat, Paris. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
This is why she's on Bropra.
Right. Yeah, okay. Cool. So there's this. There's this little thing called the divine right of kings and queens, Paris. And royalty isn't elected, it's selected. And apparently by God. So you've got to know that guy, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, she's been doing some ungodly things in the news.
Right,
and
right.
But
so I would say...
the royal family, to be fair.
Yeah, good. For many a year.
For
many a generation. I would say that your relationship with God is tenuous at best.
Mm-hmm. She does go to church, I believe, Paris. She is a believer in the God.
Okay. In the God. Like he's a legendary rock singer. She's a believer in the... Oh, my God. She's a believer in the God.
I went to see the God last week.
Yeah.
I went to the God's house Sunday.
The US heiress said the 2001 tape titled One Night in Paris is her biggest regret.
It's a good title, by the way.
Very good title. It was filmed with her then-boyfriend, Rick Salomon, when she was 18, and Hilton claims it was sold for profit and released without her consent. What else would you sell something for?
A little salamander, the dirt devil, leaking them sex tapes.
That's quite a hot name for someone, the dirt devil.
Salamander,
like
the dirt devil.
Yeah, I really like that. I'd be like, oh, that's actually...
That doesn't sound like a porn name at all. I don't know what it sounds like, but salamander, the dirt devil, does not sound like a... It sounds quite innocuous for some reason. It sounds quite innocent.
Sounds like the little alter ego you give for the bedroom. Come here, come over here and clean me, salamander, the dirt devil.
I don't know. That sounds too cute. Sounds too cute. Salamander,
no,
the dirt devil.
Yeah, the dirt, just the devil, isn't it? Like the dirt.
I think it's
devil.
Just the dirt devil. I just think of a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's true. All right,
the dustbuster.
Filth devil. The
Henry. Just call him.
The Dyson.
Dyson's good.
Dyson's quite strong.
Chopping
isn't
up it, you know. You
blades.
Chopping is slang for having sex.
Right.
So if you're Dyson,
come and chop me up, yeah. Dyson.
Yeah. And it's also a good name for one who sucks, I suppose, as well.
Yeah. Blow. All blows.
All yeah.
Because
yeah,
Dyson is that versatile.
They suck and blow.
Henrietta. That's what I.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
She claimed the tape tainted her reputation and ruined her chance of becoming a Princess Diana figure. Again, we'll go back to the fact that she was actually married into the royal family. Mm-hmm. Speaking to Marie Claire, is it Marie Claire or Mary Claire?
I call it Marie Claire.
Marie Claire, that's the one.
Marie Claire.
How do you spell Marie?
That's the same way.
The same way,
you
but this is French, isn't it?
Yeah, Marie Claire.
Chris. Not Marie Claire. She Marie sounds like
Claire.
Your next door neighbour's just started selling magazines, isn't it?
Marie Claire.
She said, "It's really hurtful because my whole life I really looked up to Princess Diana." Princess Diana died in 97.
Right, yeah. So she was, 18 when this tape was out in 2001, is that right?
Yeah.
So she was quite young,
Was the... So 2001, that's when the sex tape
that
was...
That came out when she was 18, I think it said there, didn't it? So
4 years Diana's, after Princess Diana.
She was quite young.
Yeah, anyway.
I hope she was that age when she made it, otherwise we've all seen some...
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. It's really helpful because my whole life I really looked up to Princess Diana, all these elegant, amazing women, and I feel like Rick Salomon just took that all away from me.
Sorry, he didn't use his full title. Rick Salomon, the Dirt Devil.
Salomon, Rick Salamander, the Dirt Devil Salomon.
Have to use his full name, I'm afraid.
I could have been like that, but because of that tape, I would always be judged and thought of as whatever they say about me because of a private moment between my boyfriend and me. Mm. I haven't watched the video for ages.
No,
I don't know. I can't remember whether she acknowledges the camera.
No, I'd like to know. I was thinking of the, which is the one that did. Was that the Kardashian one that did?
Yeah, I think so. I think she definitely acknowledges
there
the camera.
There was some, yeah.
Well, about One Night in China, I think they're doing that as well.
Who's that one? Who's in that one?
China Black.
No, China the wrestler.
Oh, right.
She left wrestling and became a porn star, and her and X-Pac from D-Generation X made a little porno together called One Night in China.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay. Is her name China Black? Rob Kardashian's ex-wife. Is it China something else?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So she has the same name as that band. Oh,
Black China,
right? It was Black China. China Black's that band. Searching
for that something that I never find. That's a good song, you know. I'll see if that's on the system.
Yeah, let's play that right now.
If I've got China Black, let's go.
Oh, my days. This is going to take me back to like
be
now.
No,
four.
We don't have it. It's a banger, though.
Me dead. Boom, buckler.
Hold on a minute.
Hey!
Do you know this one, Reed?
It had the wrong title.
Banger.
Such a tune. This one goes out to Black China, actually. This is literally your name as it would appear on your passport. Actually, no, it's not. You get the... Who cares? This is a fucking tune.
Because
you're mine. For that something that I'll never find. Woo! In another place, another time searching.
You see the way he just dropped straight back into the searching?
Yeah.
Oh man, this is the tune.
It's actually a banger.
I
like this
bit.
I
can see all the many roads I travel.
Sing along, man. You know this is a fucking jam. China Black. What a jam.
What, it's such a jam. I don't feel like enough people are aware of this song.
That is a proper blast from the past, you know. Proper blast from the past. Very, very happy that we have that on the on the system, you know.
Yeah.
Not as it's popularly entitled. We've just got it as motherfucking banger. That's why Natalie couldn't find it at first.
Because I've definitely got that on my iTunes. So it's probably me that put it on here. Anyway, I have. You know, it's one of those at home where a song comes on and you think... Someone's there, like, I'm gonna own this. Yep. This is a tune.
I did a DJ set at Boardmasters Festival on Friday, just gone.
Yeah.
I say DJ set, I use the term loosely. I played some tunes, you know.
Okay.
And
didn't get your dick sucked on stage, though.
Didn't get my dick sucked on stage, nor under a table.
It wasn't a DJ set
if you're not getting your dick sucked.
No.
And I was right after a club DJ who's actually part of the of Club Sloth, which is a load of DJs that come in and do guest mixes
really
and play
slowly.
Hanging from trees. he's sort of one of someone that Charlie Sloth kind of champions, basically. Mm-hmm. as a club DJ, and I'm sure that's what Club Sloth entails, unless they have a card that they can use for reward points.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
But like he played a blistering drum and bass set. And then I was on straight after, and I started my set with Thinking About You by Frank Ocean.
That's good.
And then I started playing like... I started playing shit like Soul to Soul, Back to Life.
Yeah, but that's good. Everyone loves that. That's what you want to hear.
But the thing is, Boardmasters is the demographic is about 14 to 15.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's like, a banger.
Gnarly dude. Gonna catch some waves, man. We rad,
yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Yeah. 14 to 15, and then Surfers.
So they, but even if you don't know Back to Life, the first, if Matt, I'd be envious of anyone for their first time appearing. Right.
This is the thing. This is the thing. So Mr. Play, who is a well renowned and well respected DJ, he played Wild Thoughts.
Yeah.
Right? And you and I will know that Wild Thoughts is obviously just pretty much, well, not a cover, but it very heavily samples Maria Maria by Carlos Santana and, isn't it the GMB Project? Can't remember. Mm. But anyway, they everyone went mad when wow, which that's what I call it. It sounds like a siren. When that comes on, all the kids went mad.
Right.
And then motherfucking Maria Maria came on, and I'm the only one singing.
Really?
She reminds me of a West Side Story.
But
and I'm just literally...
I don't know either of the songs.
Okay. You don't even know Wild Thoughts?
No, unfortunately not.
Wow, you don't know the amazingly written lyrics. I know you want to see me naked.
Yeah, I heard that even now. It's Rihanna, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It was on yesterday night.
Of course it was. Yeah, there you go.
I heard it and I was stood in this like little fucking venue. It was a hotel. We were stood in and it was like a party going on. It was a launch party for some for Ella Ear's album. Everyone's drunk.
Single.
Yeah, Ella Ear's single. Sorry, everyone's drunk, turning up, dancing. I was pretty sober. I mean, I hadn't had anything. Me and Michael just got there. We stood on the dance floor and I just heard this lyric in his song go, I know you want to see me naked. And I was like, what?
Got to look around.
Yeah. No one stopped dancing or nothing. Yeah. Am I going mad now?
Did the record just skip?
But I don't get it, because if you heard Back to Life or En Vogue or any of the other people who you mentioned Salt and Pepper,
yep,
for the first time, you would still go, that's a banger. That is a great song.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're
not
right.
Just stand,
I don't
there
know.
Going,
the
this?
Kids these so, days have been exposed to so many different. I know what you're saying. You're going to bring up Boys to Men, aren't you? Right.
No.
But at the same time, this demographic, obviously, yes, they are the leading. I just think that what it is they lap up what is put in front of them, what
influences.
What people of influence put in front of them. And I feel like if enough powerful people got behind, people with good taste got behind a record like End of the Road by Boys to Men in this day and age, it would definitely be a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As would Back to Life, I think, by Soul to Soul.
Well, because
Back to Life is debatable only because
Back to Life, back to reality.
It is. The only difference with Back to Life, I feel.
And the beat, no, because the beat would carry that alone,
yeah.
I think.
I think you forget how good it is.
I think it's more, I think Back to Life is more of an, it's more of an adult tune.
Well, I think this is going to blow your mind, right? Mm. So, Boys to Men.
Hmm.
On the poll, 40%, yeah, obviously it'd bang.
Yeah.
30% doubt it.
Right.
30% be right back having sex. So I'm going to say the 30 add to that 40, so 70% for yeah.
Yeah.
But still, that's 30% of people that don't think it'd bang.
Well, yeah, they say that 3 in 10 people are fucking idiots,
that's
don't they?
True,
isn't
yeah,
that a statistic as well?
If you say so.
Well, did you have any Bropra advice then to follow to round this off for Paris?
I should fuck off, innit? Fuck off and like wait for your people to die so you can inherit the hotel empire. Just allow it, innit?
Okay.
How can you think that you could have been Princess Diana?
Also,
she was actually loved by, you saw her funeral.
Innit? And Princess Diana was nice to people in my experience.
Right.
What, you met her?
You're a bit of a cunt.
Oh. Paris.
So
what's
you
your
could
experience?
Never ever. I'm not a big royal. I'm not a big royalist. I'm not a royalist.
No.
I don't like the concept of the royals, but at the same time, Princess Diana was
different.
Damn near a fucking saint.
Different. She wasn't,
you
she
nowhere
wasn't a
near.
Royal.
You can't hold a candle to Princess Diana.
She wasn't a royal, she was an angel.
Yes.
She was a candle in the wind.
She was straight, she was.
Yeah.
She absolutely, and yeah, Princess Diana couldn't Paris Hilton couldn't hold a candle
to her. Princess Paris.
She was a people's princess, though.
Absolutely. Were she not a royal, she would have been, like, the love would have been strong still.
Sure, the queen of hearts.
Oh, absolutely. No,
someone went and ruined it all, didn't they?
Fuck you, Prince Philip. That's unrelated. No, that's unrelated. I just wanted to say fuck you,
well,
Prince Philip.
Well, you know, he's retired now, isn't he?
So, still a prince.
Yeah.
Innit?
Still Philip.
Fuck you, Philip.
Princess prick.
On that bombshell, let's get into a...
Should we get into a song?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, because I need a piss.
No, I do as well.
Foo Bar Radio. We are your hump day helpers. We might be able to get squeeze one or two more in. I don't know, though. 17:48, which means 5:48. For those of you that don't understand the 24-hour clock, I don't know why I'm rambling on. I should probably be getting into this.
Take 12. That's how you work it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
true. Whatever the time is.
Take off 12.
So if it's 13, take 12 1, 14, take 12 2, always take 12.
Speaking of squeezing things in, Backstreet Boys secretly hid a fart in one of their songs.
What? 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 Like a little note or like a sampled it.
It's 20 years since Backstreet Boys released their eponymous album, Backstreet Boys. So the band have been getting all nostalgic. It's taken the band until now to reveal that a famous song of theirs samples an actual real-life fart. So you were spot on, Reese. The song in question is The Call from the Black and Blue album. In an interview, AJ McLean confessed all. He said, when we were in the studio with producer Max Martin, who's one of the greatest songwriters of all time, might I add, when we were in the studio with producer Max Martin making the song, Howie was in the booth and we were doing that vocal breakdown, dun, 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 dun. Don't know the melodies, never heard the song. Max gave Howie his harmony and I think he was just putting so much air into the vocal that as he was singing, he went dun, dun, and he farted. But he farted not only on the beat, but in key.
I'm just going to put the song on in the background so we can see if we can hear any farts.
Let's do it.
When does Howie go dun 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 though?
Dun dun bit.
So easily identifiable. Oh my god! Reload that line!
Hey! Okay.
He followed through, he must have followed through.
Hi, it's me, what's up, baby? I'm sorry, listen, I'm gonna be late tonight, so don't stay up and wait for me, okay?
He needs a washout. He needed a washout them times, you know. How you been in dirty farts like that in studio?
They've got the Beatles on.
That's amazing. Wow. He was definitely sitting naked on a wooden chair when he done that fart, you know.
So that's the fart, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I don't think we need to even talk more about this.
Well, he did it on beat.
So Max tweaked the fart, which was not only on the beat, but in key, and made it sound like one of his patented bass sounds.
No,
and
he didn't.
It stayed on the no, he didn't. You're absolutely right with that. Yeah, that's a lie. AJ laughed. Howie's fart became an instrument and is on the record for the rest of our lives.
Go on, Howie.
Fucking hell, that's amazing.
I was going to say, let's hit, but then that's quite clear what is going on that song, and that is
Max Martin, facts farting.
Yeah, that is a fart.
Definitely a fart.
I can't believe it.
Incredible.
Like the way he just came in like that as well, like there was no denying. I looked
He looked at each other and was like, that was it. That was definitely it.
Have you ever done a melodic fart?
Probably.
Have you ever seen the most beautiful sounding fart on the internet?
No.
No, like this guy recorded it. It's gone viral. Millions and millions.
Can we find it?
Yeah.
Can we find it?
Sure.
Yeah, let's. I want to hear that. I want to hear it.
Is that what it's called? The most beautiful fart on the internet?
Yeah, like the perfect fart or something.
It'd be worrying if we could see it.
If I find some weird porn now and I type in perfect fart, so I probably am going to.
There
we go.
All right,
okay. Let's get that going. I wonder if there's an advert on this.
The seven-tone fart symphony.
He says, thus I pulled this corrosion out of my arse. Is that it? I'm going to skip it. Hold on.
Magnificent seven-tone fart symphony.
There we go. It's the greatest fart we ever did. Is this not the right one?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
This is May 2016 or 15.
What's so special about that list? I didn't even hear that. Has he done it?
What?
Has he done it?
Oh, fuck this.
Oh, what? We haven't got sound.
No, I haven't put it up.
That's a load of shit.
It normally just
Reese, can
through.
You find it? Do you know what to look for?
What's it called?
Loz's Magnificent Second Tone Four.
Yeah.
What, that's it?
It's a quiet one.
Silent but violent. Maybe even if you listen to it on the internet, the room smells after.
Playing out because Abby can hear it.
Really?
But, well, I can't hear it. We can't hear it in our headphones, so that's... So it's out to them. But we can't hear it.
You can actually hear it in there.
You can hear it. We can't hear it.
Is it a good fault?
Does it sound nice, at least? She says it's really weird. It's really weird.
That is very weird that we can't hear it.
We can't hear it, yeah.
Smell it.
Just in case.
Well, I'll turn it down.
Okay.
Oh, I can if I put... That's weird. Can you hear that in your head?
Can I hear that?
Sounds like Justin Timberlake or somebody.
That wasn't...
It's all weird. That's on Preferred. I don't know. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, indeed. Do we have any more humps to get through?
I don't know.
Or are
let
we just going to...
Let me check if we
Or do we not have enough time?
We've got 3 minutes until the end of the show.
I don't know if we've got enough time.
If we've got a short one.
Yeah.
Has anything interesting happened to anyone in this room this week?
I was in a cab today.
Oh, nice. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
And... It was interesting. It was actually, it was just quite really annoying. I was in the car with this driver, and he'd been very upbeat for the whole journey. He'd been talking to me for about sort of 5 minutes incessantly. I hadn't got a word in edgeways, and we got to about Haggerston Park, which is about a 3-minute, 4-minute drive from mine, the route he took. And so that he could talk to me for longer. And literally mid-conversation, ladies walking by the park, and all the windows in the car are open at this point. And even if they weren't tinted. So I had no privacy and just sit in the back of this car. And this fucking driver, as this woman's walking by, he's just gone, good morning, princess, how are you doing? And I'm like, you're literally, you're catcalling women with me in your fucking whip. No tints, just bare face. I'm just there, just looking at this woman, just mouthing sorry about him.
Oh. Goes, me and my friend.
Imagine, I've basically paid to be in a car with this fucking idiot.
You use minicabs as well, don't you?
I do,
You don't use Uber.
I do use minicabs, yeah. I feel like they're all... They feel like they're almost less... There's going to be... There's going to be less blowback because they're not working for a big company kind of thing. It's just a local firm. He's, you know what I mean? He's not going to tell anyone.
Did you say anything?
I said that to him. I said that's not... You can't do that, basically.
Should have G-checked him.
Just slapped him in the back of his head. What are you doing, bruv? That's my fucking sister.
Well, after he's dropped you off to your location, you don't want to be thrown out halfway through the journey.
Yeah, give him the money and then slap him.
Yeah.
That's what I should have done for her. And this is for her.
Exactly. Look, at least he's still paying, so if he's got a family or whatever, then he can still provide
this
for his
true,
family.
Yeah.
However, he caught a slap that day for being a dick.
Take this slap.
And you learned, you know what I mean? Shit, yo. I'll catch slaps if I do stuff like that.
Yeah, for real.
And then you learn why it offends people. Then you start to think from their point
proper
of view.
Proper awkward as well, because we were at Red as well.
Oh,
you know what I
mean?
So I had to sit there, and this woman's just walking slowly past me. I was literally just mouthing.
So sorry.
And then I had to pay more as well, because I was like 10 minutes late to the cab. I should have slapped him twice.
Well,
how can you be 10 minutes late to a cab? Like, you tell it to turn it when you want it there.
I do,
you were 10
I
minutes late to your own cab.
Yeah, waiting outside my door.
Did they not charge you for waiting time?
Well, he did, yeah.
I mean, but how do you not know when you want the cab there?
I do, but I forget that there's someone waiting for me there. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I suppose that's pretty much all we've got time for.
Yeah, it's a lovely Oprah-style message to end the show, and the Bropra continued of what life lessons. Don't do that.
Don't do that. You get slapped with your fare. When you get your fare, you'll also get an open-handed slap if you are misogynistic when carrying a fare, basically.
Yeah, don't do that. So next week's show, Harley's back. Lot of comedians.
Yep, three comedians in. Good laugh.
Three of them. We're not going to tell you their names yet because Natalie's scared that they might change them.
Three of them.
I will wind them.
I'm excited. So if I'm in a bad mood next week, it's because they're not on the show.
Yeah, true.
Yes. Okay. So we will go.
So let's see you next week then,
we
guys.
Will. And Harley should be back as well.
Fingers crossed.
If he's not, it's because we killed him.
Say I want. Yo, snap, snap, your love tap picture, but you still don't get the picture. Girl, you live your life in a filter. It's not everyday Insta. Snap, snap, your love tap picture. How you still don't get the picture?
Girl, you live your life in a filter. But it's not every day and stuff. Pretty and you know it, so me at like me notice you have how many man upon your line.
A bag of man.
Chip I need a girl but says she can't live without me not. Can't live without no Wi-Fi. So tell me girl, all your nails done and you can't cook hard. You're too enticing, me can't look mad. Lock and gone, it's too late. Nobody put me upon your gram, you're too bait. Because snap, snap, you love tech picture. But you still don't get the picture. Girl, you live your life in a filter. It's not everyday and stuff. Snap, snap, you love tech picture. How you still don't get the picture? Girl, you live your life in a filter. But it's not everyday and stuff. The way she whine make me stand so. Me nah understand how she nah give a damn so. Me never know a girl will love a cam so. Me never know a girl will love a man so. Lord, tell me a certain girl can't relate, nah so. Me want a home cook meal, she want day, nah so. Block and gone, it's too late. Nobody put me upon your gram, you're too bait. Because snap, snap, you love tech picture. But you still don't get the picture. Girl, you live your life in a filter. It's not everyday and stuff. Snap, snap, you love tech picture. How you still don't get the picture? Girl, you live your life in a filter. But it's not everyday and stuff. Snap, snap, you love tech picture. But you still don't get the picture. Girl, you live your life in a filter. It's not everyday and stuff. Snap, snap, you love tech picture. How you still don't get the picture? Girl, you live your life in a filter. But it's not everyday and stuff. But it's not everyday and stuff.